Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. And I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, folks, make sure you sign up for that free newsletter, because when you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you lots of great gifts and bonuses. And I'm also going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, overcome abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. So lots of great tools for you, but you got to sign up for that free newsletter first. So do that at AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, my friend, do you miss me this week, sweetheart?
Of course I miss you. The question is, do you miss me?
I do. We have to tell everybody who maybe didn't hear the show last week. All last week, I was down at our radio station in Westerly, Rhode Island. And we got home on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Woke up that Sunday morning, and I turned to Ross, and I said, okay, are we at home, or are we like on the ship in the Caribbean? Because we had gone on our cruise before we came down, right? Or am I in Rhode Island? I just didn't know where I was. It was crazy.
You don't know how much, though. I mean, I think you do know how much. Yeah. Not only that the staff at WBLQ appreciates your journey out here, but our listeners too. I bump into somebody every day. They're excited, and they even bumped into a few disappointed people that they couldn't meet you because they, you know, you're here for a short period of time, but I think everybody was very thankful. You participated in the holiday stroll. You got to meet a lot of people. You got to give some books away. People learned a little more about Soar Above It All. And these are one of those, you know how they say Kodak moment, even though it's radio. These are one of those moments that we will remember for a long time, Sue. And we're very appreciative that you came out here. It looks like we lost Sue. In the meantime, we're going to try to get Sue back here in a second. But basically what we were telling Sue is that, she was here last week for the holiday stroll and just having a great time with, talking to some of the listeners and, some of the sponsors as well. They came out to visit us, which we certainly appreciated. And we're going to get to our guest too today. Stephen Garrett is going to be on with us to talk about death coaching, basically. And that's definitely a hot topic, especially with me, because my biggest fear is death, and that's going to be our topic coming up in a moment. And I think we've got Sue back on the line with us. Sue, are you with us?
I'm here. I think it's like we're having a storm starting to hit here, and we've got high winds. And I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, I think we're going to have a lot of angels a part of this show tonight, too. So,
I was just saying, while you were off the air, I just was continuing to talk about how much we really enjoyed you being out here, how much we appreciated it, the listeners as well as the staff. And we just can't wait for you to do it again.
Well, I promise to be back. And it was so rewarding for me. The people that I met, you remember that show? Gosh, I don't think I'll ever forget this. I don't even know what date was it. I was doing Mark Sullivan's show when the listener called in, and he said that he learned how to read English by reading my book. And he was going through some cancer challenges. And he came in and met me, and I had some, went out for, had lunch with him. And just, it was like the whole week was like that, you know. It was like I was being put in this right place to help, you know, everybody. And, oh, my gosh, everyone at Van Gamp was awesome. Everyone at, you know, Winnipegin was awesome. Everyone at the station, that's just like my family. It was hard coming home. Yeah, so I'll definitely be back. I promise. Maybe a little warmer, though, for me next time, okay?
When you were walking out the door, like, we just kept looking at each other like you wanted to stay longer, you and Ross. You know, we gave each other a hug, and then you're, like, walking out the door, and you look back. It's kind of like one of those scenes, like, you keep looking back, and you don't want to go, and, you know.
Well, you know, I just enjoy being there, and, you know, I can't tell you what it means to me to help people, and we definitely, you know, we're working together and helping a lot of people. So thank you for giving me that opportunity, my friend. I appreciate it.
And thank you for being here, too. The honor is mutual.
Yeah. So we got to tell everybody that next week we got a huge holiday extravaganza happening.
Yes, we do. I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be every weeknight at 6 o'clock in the evening starting Tuesday.
Right. So from Tuesday, December 17th to Friday, December the 20th, from 6 till 7, we're going to have Christopher and I are hosting two inspiring guests that have been on our show in the year. And, oh, gosh, we've got some awesome guests coming on. And they're going to talk about, you know, organizing you for the holidays, helping you with your health, you know, all kinds of great topics. Now, Christopher, tell everyone how they can hear that, because you can either hear it on the local station or anywhere around the world.
That's right, WBLQ.net, or you can even download the iPhone app for the radio station, which we promote all the time. Yeah. You just go to your market store on your iPhone and just type in the search for WBLQ, and you download that, and you can listen free anywhere in the world. And in addition to that, you can, if you have an Android phone, like Sue has, she's one of those Android people. That's okay, though.
No, I have a BlackBerry. Is that what you call an Android?
Yeah, that's part of the whole Android family. It's a smartphone.
Okay, you know what? I got to tell everyone before. Okay, stop you there. You're saying I have this phone. I have no idea. I have to tell everybody right now, all those pictures we took when I was down there, I still don't know how to get them off my iPad to send them out on my Facebook and everywhere. So if you can help me, send me an email, like getinspiredradio@gmail.com.
We got to put you back in touch with Lauren again.
Already spoke to him twice this week, my friend.
Oh, he doesn't know how to do it?
Well, he just has to come up to Canada. That's all there is to it.
Oh, okay, and I can't do without him, so that can't happen. So
I know. I'll have to come back. I interrupted you.
That's okay. I was just getting to, if you have a phone like Sue, any other type of smartphone, you can download the free, all of these apps are free, by the way. You can download the free TuneIn Radio app, and you can actually listen to anything on TuneIn Radio, including WBLQ. And I even think you can listen to Transformation Talk Radio on there, too. You just download the TuneIn Radio app, and it's free on your phone, and just type in WBLQ, and you'll be able to listen that way, too.
Wow. Well, folks, I really want to encourage you to join us, because our guests include Gloria Messenger, Lisa Petty, Janet Nestor, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Nicole Craig, Paul DeBerger, Missy Bystrom, and Barbara Evans. So you're going to get a lot of great tools and tips and a lot of fun as you hear Christopher and I share a lot about ourselves, even more than you hear on the regular show.
You know what? That's what we do when we talk on the phone and when we're in person. It's not just on the radio. What you hear on the air is the same thing you get off the air. There's no theatrics in what we do.
Absolutely not. But yet when we're in person, you know, it's a different story. We needed to video me as, you know, you're producing as I'm live on the show. That makes it hard when you're giving me all these funny faces and stuff like that, so I can focus better tonight.
And check us out on YouTube. Just type in Chris DiPaola, DiPaola, and Sue London. And you're going to get our little, or it's Ask Sue London. That's the name of your channel.
That's right.
On YouTube. Type in the Ask Sue London channel on YouTube, and you'll see our little holiday greeting that we did together.
Yeah, that's perfect. Now, it's the holiday season. We like giving stuff away. So how about we give a set of my books away to a listener, but you got to be local.
Did you say set?
Set, S-E-T.
You mean like the children's books too, not just Soar Above It All?
We're going to give the whole set away.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to give away Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Folks, that's my story of all the challenges that I went through and to, you know, be here today. And Mr. Wright, happy, healthy, completely healthy, disease-free, and soaring above everything and having the life I dream about. And then you're also going to get two of the children's books in the Rocky's Journey series, which is Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, and Rocky's Positive Thoughts coloring book. So the first caller to call will win that, and Christopher, tell them how to call to win that.
It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. So, okay, so you call in, folks, and I'm going to tell you about our topic tonight. We're talking today about Christmas without, how to include a loved one who's passed on. Now, folks, sometimes when celebrations like Christmas come our way, we're reminded of loved ones who have passed away. What do we do to include them, remember them, and have a great celebration? Well, our guest today is Stephen Garrett. This guy is awesome, folks. When you first meet Stephen, you know you're meeting a man who lives life fully. A genuine heart, a commitment to life, have produced in Stephen the qualities of a warrior. Integrity, strength, leadership, kindness, and wisdom. Now, Stephen is known for his exceptional commitment to each and every person that crosses his path. Stephen has experienced success in life as a teacher, an investment broker, a social worker, and an author. His greatest achievement through his courage is in the midst of adversity. Along with his success, Stephen has faced tremendous loss and difficulty in his life. Now, what makes Stephen as a man more profound than his many accomplishments is his choice to remain open, loving, and steadfast in the midst of hardship. Now, Stephen's heart passion and life energy is focused on changing the conversation that we have about death from one of fear and denial to one of embracement and inspiration. Now, to learn about this amazing man and to pick up a copy of his book, When Death Speaks, Listen, Learn, and Love, go to his website, that's embraceyourdeath.com. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break right now, and then when we come back, we'll bring Stephen on, and he's going to start sharing and helping you to get through whatever you're going through this holiday season without your loved one. And I want to encourage you, if you've got questions, I want to encourage you to call us at the 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819, or you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So we'll take that quick break, and then when we come back, we'll bring Stephen on, and he'll start helping us, so stay tuned.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today my guest is Stephen Garrett, and I want to welcome Stephen at this time to the show. Welcome, my friend.
Hello to you, and it's so nice to be on the phone with you. Rather be there in person, but this will have to do for now, eh?
Well, you know what? You're in the nice, warm Vancouver weather in Canada, so you can stay there. We'll give you permission.
All righty. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. It's pretty cold here where we are in Ontario. I think Christopher's kind of getting cool down there in Rhode Island, aren't you, Chris?
Yes, indeed. I was in the other room. Sorry.
He's multitasking. I can hear
him. Yes, I am.
So what I want to do now, Stephen, is talk about how people don't talk about their loved ones when they lose them, especially the holiday season.
Yep.
Let's address that.
Well, I've got a lot of personal experience in that whole area, Sue, just so you know. My late sister Jody passed away just before Christmas years ago, and my goodness, that first Christmas without her it was really difficult because none of us knew what to do. We didn't know whether we should talk about her or whether we should wrap a present for her or light a candle for her or have a place setting for her. So we didn't do anything. We all kind of sat around like a bunch of, you know, scared people.
Yeah.
And it was very, very, our first Christmas without Jody was very, very difficult. And from that experience, I know exactly what not to do.
Okay. So tell everybody what not to do.
Well, what not to do is to stay silent about it. You know, that Christmas carol, Silent Night, is a carol. It's not a practice for life. And what we need to do is to have a frank, loving, honest, open family talk around the fireplace. Okay, this is our first Christmas without Jody.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like? What are we going to feel like? What are we going to do to remember her? And just to even begin the conversation is a huge step forward.
Why do you think people don't talk about them?
I don't know. I think what it was I didn't want to get all emotional and sad and kind of grief-ridden again. I just wanted it to all be over. And I think my other family members were feeling the same way. It's just like, look, we've done enough crying. Let's get beyond this thing. And in actual fact, by trying to get beyond it, we did Jody a disservice as well as ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Those little moments of grief and sadness are often followed by beautiful, fond memories and fun and joy. So,
I know we had lost our my mother-in-law. It was just days before Thanksgiving years ago. And that was a bit of a challenge for some of the family members. And her chair had sat empty, and the table was all set. And my sister-in-law had set a place for her. And we talked about her, and we talked about her memory and things we remember about her and that. I know what you're saying. And Christmas, it just tends, I mean, in Canada, now, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, because is Christmas as big as your Thanksgiving down there? Because both Stephen and I are Canadians, and Christmas is huge for us.
Christmas is actually bigger, I think. And especially, I'm half Italian, and Westerly alone, where this radio station broadcasts from. I know we have people listening all over the world on Transformation Talk Radio right now, but where our studios are located, a predominantly Italian population. And what's really big, equally as big as Christmas Day, is Christmas Eve. We have a tradition called the Seven Fish of Christmas Eve. And it's all about family. And the families here are very, very large, Sue.
Okay, yes. Yeah, Italian, they would be, right? So... Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, with our Thanksgiving, that was tough, but we included her. Now, Stephen, you're saying, should you wrap a gift for your sister? Do you recommend people do that?
Well, what I recommend is they talk about it. You know, it's not my place really to say, hey, wrap a gift and put it under the tree. It is my place to say, though, hey, have you thought about wrapping a gift for your loved one? Mm-hmm. And how would that be for you? How would that work for your whole family? And to have the conversation about it. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they wrap the gift or not is not important, but the fact that they talk about what the day is going to look like, how it's going to feel, what they're going to do is really important.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about people right now. I know the hardest death that hit me was when my dog, Rocky, died. When he passed over. And what I did for him in his memory, it was December 3rd, we lost him. It's been quite a while now, 11 years. And what we do at Christmas time is we make a donation to our local shelter in his memory.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what we do, you know, for him. So this is another idea that folks could do, right?
Absolutely. And your point's well taken, Sue. It's our loved ones, sometimes we think of human loved ones, but yeah. Most of us have pets.
Yeah.
And pets are family members. And losing
sure
a pet
yeah.
is it's a tough go. And it's sometimes even tougher because outsiders to the family might say, well, it was just a dog, or it was just a cat, or it was just a bird.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't. It was a family member to us. So losing
sure.
a pet
yeah.
Before Christmas is sometimes a challenge to get through as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how do you say to people when their friends are starting to act weird around them, not knowing what to say in that? How do you address that?
Well, it for me, how I address that is if some people are being weird around me because I've lost a father or my sister or a very close friend, oddly enough, as I try and let them know it's okay. That we are going to feel awkward and odd. I mean, I didn't go to college to get a degree in death and dying and grief.
Yeah.
There's not a grief 101 around, so we're not trained with regards to what to say. So right. Most of us tend to like to hang back a little bit just in case we say the wrong thing and cause some pain or upset for the person we're talking to.
For sure.
So
now,
I do my best to kind of guide people in the conversation, even saying, you know, it's okay to use Jody's name, or it's okay to use Lloyd's name, or it's okay to talk about a fond memory you have about her.
What do you think are some things that we could do, or people who've lost their loved one, what they can do to include their deceased family member?
Well, one thing that I do, and it depends on the year and who else is around, but one thing I do is I usually bring out two things for my sister Jody. One is a picture of her. And the other one is always a crazy pair of socks, because my sister loved wearing these nutsy fruitcake socks all the time. So I'll bring the socks out and put them on the mantle by her picture, so we remember her in a personal way and also in a humorous way.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I know Christopher, my producer here, has this fear of death.
Yep.
Right, Christopher?
Yes, I do, but only because it's unknown, you know?
Oh, my gosh. And you are working with me every week, and you hear me talking about my past life experience, and you haven't got it yet, eh, my friend?
No, you know, it's not that. It's you know, I'm hearing all of the stuff,
yeah.
And it's so easy to talk about it, mm-hmm. but there's still no, in my head, I hate to say it, absolute proof. I mean, I have got my beliefs and everything,
yeah.
but the old seeing is believing thing. And even though mentally and with my heart, I believe, it's just like there's that inner fear because I don't know what's going to happen.
So I wanted you to bring that out because, Stephen, is this a common thing you hear from people?
Absolutely. And yeah. A lot of people aren't necessarily afraid of dying. Mm-hmm. As Christopher's saying, they're afraid of what's beyond. Is there anything beyond? Will I exist? It's not so much the death process, it's what's after it. And Christopher, you're dead accurate. We may have the idea in our head or the belief in our head, but we haven't got that bodily knowingness. So it is very daunting. And, you know, we can all have our own beliefs. And, you know, I have a firm belief that there is something beyond the human body. But I don't know it for sure because I've never been there and come back in a way. So
well,
that
I
fear of... That fear of not knowing what's coming is very, very common.
And I am I purposely am taking the last part of the show today, folks, and going to share with you what happened to me when I had that near-death experience, when I went to the other side. Because what happened for me, I have been brought into sick kids' hospitals and helped parents to cope with their child going to cross. And I share my story, and that helps them to know that there is more on the other side. So in the last part of the show today, I'm going to share more about that. So just to add to that, Stephen, that I'll be helping you help our listeners some more, too.
Absolutely, and losing a young one, especially this time of year, is a real challenge because it doesn't make sense in a human way. It's so not right.
And the holidays are about family and about children. So
absolutely.
I think it's more horrific to lose a child. I mean, anyone listening, I don't say any death is good or one better than the other, but I think, I think because I'm a parent and a grandparent, I even though I've been to the other side, I think that would be hard to handle with not knowing your child's going to be there during the holiday season.
That's right. It's always tough when a father or a mother has a child predeceased them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want you to share, you've got a special offer for our listeners because you coach people.
Right? I do.
Tell everyone about that, my friend.
Well, I have often wondered about coaching because I what is the purpose of it? And I recognized everybody knows the name Tiger Woods. He's probably one of the greatest golfers in the world.
Right.
That guy's got a swing coach. And I thought, if that guy's got a coach and he's one of the greatest golfers in the world, maybe we could use coaches in other areas, particularly in areas we don't like to talk about, such as death.
Yeah.
And I think because, I've touched the other side and I've had deep spiritual awakening experiences, I'm not frightened about death.
Right.
And because of that, I'm a good guy to have around.
Yes.
I work with families and help them have the difficult conversations and help them learn the process of death and dying and help them learn how to speak to each other about it.
And you've been there. You've lost a loved one yourself that was very close, like you're saying, your sister, right? So
yeah,
you've
lost
been
my
there,
sister.
You've experienced it. So
absolutely.
That's a good coach, folks.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, Sue, that you may not know about me is I used to be a cremationist.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a shock for you, Christopher. I used to cremate people. And what I noticed through that experience of about 1,500 cremations is people really do need coaching and they really do need help because they just don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know the paperwork to handle. They just don't know.
When a child, passes that it can really tear up families and some break up permanently?
Absolutely. I've seen it both ways, Sue. I've seen families get drawn even tighter together because of the loss of a child. And I've seen the other side where they just blow up and there's divorce and it's very messy and very painful.
Yes.
And, what I'm able to do, and I have worked with families who have lost a six-month-old child or a two-year-old child, we have been able to go through the grief process and look for the gift that the young one left behind. Because there's always a gift. Death always leaves a gift behind.
Yes.
If we're just able to look for it and find it.
And can I share a little story about that, the gift being behind?
Yeah.
What happened, folks, and you might have heard me share this with you before or read about it in an article that I've wrote for magazines. What happened for me, I was sharing that it was tough on me when my dog, Rocky, crossed. He actually crossed over while he was in my arms. He died. I gave him a kiss and I said, I love you, I let you go. As soon as I said that and I gave a kiss on his head, he just peacefully went. And even though I am a medium, I see your loved ones all around you. I have my loved ones around me. They're kicking my butt from the other side. I could not see my dog Rocky because I was so full of grief. And so what happened, because I was full of grief, I wasn't feeling or seeing signs from him or any of this that you can hear a lot of people share. And what happened, this was December 3rd this happened, and on Christmas Eve, my husband-to-be at the time, which was Ross, you hear me talk about him all the time with his snoring, and you might have met him last week. What happened, we were newly dating, and he shared with me that he had this gift for me to open on Christmas Eve. He insisted it had to be open Christmas Eve. I opened it, and he said to me the strangest thing. He felt this pull to go in a card store, a store he never felt a need to go into. But before, he went in, and he went right to the shelf. This thing was glowing. He couldn't understand it, but he just felt this strong urge to get it. And he got it, and then he gave it to me. And when I unwrapped it, it was three angels holding hands, and it was a candle. And as soon as I opened that, to me, that candle represented my grandfather, who was very close to me, who stopped me on the other side, sent me back, represented Rocky, who was always my, you know, angel on earth, got through me through my health challenges, and it was my guardian angel. So when I opened this, I knew that it was, you know, Rocky had sent this, got Ross to give this to me, because as soon as I opened it, right in front of me appeared Rocky and my grandpa, but the grief was holding me back. So we do, it's true, Stephen, we do get these signs, but when we're so grief-consumed, we miss them.
That's right.
You know?
And as a death coach, some people call me the death guy, it's my job to encourage and enable and support the grief, and at the same time, help people look for the opposite. So if there has been a death, where's the gift? Where's the life? Where's the newness? And if we're able to do that well, as you saw in your own experience, here's this candle.
Yes.
And this reminder of the beauty of your sweet dog, Rocky.
Right. And, you know, I remember when my mother-in-law crossed, I just kept hearing play music, just turn the radio on in the car. And so I said to Ross, you know, we were driving, I said, you need to turn the radio on. And all of a sudden, this song came on and it said, I will always love you. And Ross just broke down, because that's at the time what he was thinking about, you know, how close he was to his mom. He was, you know, very important to his mom. He was the baby, and he was missing her this one particular day. And so here, this song came through. But I've had people tell me, you know, that their loved ones told them before they crossed, they'd be coming back as a bird or a butterfly. And then they see them, these butterflies and birds, or unusual animals coming to them that these loved ones said they were coming back as, you know? And so it's happening, folks. You're surrounded with signs and messages, and but you got to get through that grief. And what better man do we have here to help you with that? Now, Stephen, how does everyone get connected to you?
Well, they can hop on my website, which is www.embraceyourdeath.com.
Okay.
That's the best way to go. You can see a little bit about me, and my email address and phone numbers are there. So that's the best way to get hold of me.
Okay, perfect. And folks, this book is great. When Death Speaks, Listen, Learn, and Love. Okay, let's talk now. We're going to skip this commercial we're supposed to have now, because you got a lot of information. We got to help a lot of people right now. So let's talk about addressing to the people, this is their first Christmas without their loved one.
Yep.
Is it tougher, do you find? Does it get easier? What do you want to say to them?
Well, it depends. I just spoke with a lady about 2 hours ago who's going through her second Christmas without her late husband, Wayne.
Okay.
And she said her first Christmas, there was so much going on, it didn't really sink in. This Christmas, her second Christmas, is way tougher for her. But suffice it to say that the first or second Christmases can be really challenging. Mm-hmm. And what I suggested to her was find a way to, you know, volunteer at a Christmas meal service for the homeless, or find a way to get to a light ceremony for your local hospice society, make a snowman for them, do something physical. Because sometimes it's the body that gets left out of this whole grief and loss process. So.
Yeah.
She thought that was a great idea.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, for someone who knows someone who's lost a loved one, do you say for them to go visit them more during the holidays, or does the person left behind kind of feel like they're being kind of babysat? Like, is it good for, say, a neighbor to go over more, go every day, take food? You know, what can they do? Because I'm all about telling people, you know, help somebody else. So
I think, Sue, it's likely really neighborly to go over. I know my friend Paul down in San Francisco lost his dear wife Stacy to a very sudden death back in June. And he's feeling very supported and loved and cared for by his neighbors, who are bringing over some Christmas cake or some cookies or just some kind words or some flowers helping him remember his late wife, Stacy, this first Christmas that she's gone. So I think that's a good thing to do. And we don't need to treat the one who's grieving as though they're broken or they can't say yes or no.
Yeah.
Ring the doorbell, leave the yes or no up to them, but make the effort to be with them in this way.
And do you say, like, as a friend, should, as a friend, do this every year for a few years till they see their friends okay, or just the first year or two?
Well, I would do it for a year or two or three, and maybe it just becomes a habit where the community gets together and they have a pre-Christmas, let's remember our late loved ones celebration.
But, yeah, I know a lot of people feel really uncomfortable when someone crosses over. And, you know, I've even heard my own kids say, Mom, I can't go to the funeral home because I wouldn't know what to say. You know, I've always said, just give them a hug. Sometimes a hug is all someone needs, you know?
Absolutely. And yeah. With our kids, Sue, your point's very appropriate. Is a lot of people ask me, well, should we bring our kids to the funeral home? I say, heck yes.
Yeah.
Bring the children to the funeral home. Bring them to the cremation. Mm-hmm. Pre-frame it for them. Put it in simple language for them. And then coach them about what to say or how to be. Holding the kids back from death like that really is a disservice. And our kids don't need to be sheltered from it. They need to be coached through it.
Yes, and that's a good point you made, because I know as a child for me, I was not included. I was just told people were gone away. And I thought, well, maybe I had said something that they left, but I didn't know they had crossed over. So I want everyone listening to hear what Stephen said and include your kids and talk with them openly about this, because that's very important to do.
Now, absolutely.
What do you say to the people that they've lost their loved one, it's their first Christmas, sadness comes up on Christmas Day?
Let it shine. It's a gift. You know, we think sometimes that emotions are a burden. But from my perspective, Sue, the emotional sharing is actually a gift.
Yeah.
And I remember the second Christmas without Jody, I pulled a pair of crazy socks out, and I just burst into tears. I just was overwhelmed by how much I had loved her and how much I enjoyed buying crazy Christmas socks for her. Mm-hmm. And so part of my gift that year wasn't only the socks, but it was the emotional expression of my sadness, mm-hmm. which was really a marker of how much I loved my sister.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I don't know if this happens to you, but and Christopher can tell you, this happened to me last week. I was talking to a man last week, and he needed to cry, and it came out of me. Do you remember that, Christopher, live on the air?
I know, that was a great story, and the fact that he learned to read with your book, and just the...
Oh, no, this is the other man that had overcome cancer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I started
you
to cry.
You helped so many people, I'm starting to lose track.
Keep track, my friend. But no, what was happening, he needed to cry, it came out of me, which gave him permission to cry, and he did.
That's right.
You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, do you find, Stephen, that when you start opening up, it just kind of gets everyone else opening up as well?
Yeah, and sometimes, Sue, that's all it takes is some courageous lover to take the first step to emote first. And once the flood doors open, it's oftentimes, although very sad, a very enriching, connecting process. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So, folks, if you know you feel sad on Christmas morning, just let those tears flow. Drink lots of water so you don't get dehydrated. I'm just going back to when I lost Rocky. I went through boxes of Kleenexes, you know, and I was dehydrated. Well, I wasn't dehydrated, but, you know, I needed to drink a lot of water. And self-care, that's important too, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, around the sadness and the crying is, what I've always found helpful is sometimes a gentle hand on the shoulder or a gentle hand on the forearm or a gentle hug just to let the person know that there's another body there with them. And we oftentimes, when somebody's grieving, we tend to pull back just a little bit. And my encouragement is to step in just a little bit and let them know that you're there physically as well. And you're right, Sue, drink lots of water.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what other things can they do for self-love for themselves? Like, I always say, have a nice Epsom salts aromatherapy bath. You know,
absolutely.
Like, what kind of things would you recommend?
Well, the use of essential oils, such as lavender, are very helpful, very calming. Another great essential oil is what's called wild orange. It just cleanses the space and lightens the energy. So those sorts of things are great. Having candles lit, playing inspirational music. You know, one of my favorite songs is a K.D. Lang song written by Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah.
Yes, I love that song.
You know, yeah, and so playing music is a good thing to do, and sometimes I give myself a hug, because I'm a really good hugger, so I give myself a hug.
Yeah.
And eating well is also important.
Yes, and people don't do that, especially when it's a couple, and then you're down to one. A lot of people say that's hard to cook for just one.
It is indeed.
Yeah, I say to that, make meals ahead and freeze them.
Yeah, and that's where great neighbors come in handy, too, is if you notice that somebody's lost a loved one and there's only one left in the couple, get your butt busy and do some cooking and take them over a food care package at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point to make. Tell everybody one more time about how they connect with you and how you can help them, the coaching program, the process. Do you do it in person, over the phone?
Sure. You can reach me at www.embraceyourdeath.com. We can connect by email. We can connect by telephone or by Skype. And also, Sue, just so you know, I've created a new training program called End of Life Guides. And you can read all about that on my website as well.
Okay, perfect. Folks, check that out. The book is awesome. Work with Stephen. He can help you. Stephen, it's been great to have you with us today, and thank you for the work you're doing. It is very, very important service that you're giving people.
Well, thank you, Sue. And Christopher, it was great to hear your voice on the phone, brother.
Great to hear you, too, and thanks for the help with dealing with this type of issue. It's not often that you get to talk to somebody like yourself, so thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure entirely, and thanks to all your listeners for tuning in.
Folks, that's wonderful. So thanks for connecting with us. And happy holiday, my friend.
And to you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Okay, Christopher, am I putting you on the spot by asking you to play that song, Hallelujah?
Well, I'm actually getting it right now, and I've never heard this version before, so we're going to find out.
Okay, so folks, we're going to take a quick break while Chris is bringing this on, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired, create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life.
But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. You were just listening to the song Hallelujah, and you've just been hearing a great conversation here with Stephen Garrett. And Garrett was Stephen was mentioning that that song is what he plays to remember his sister, and he shares that with people he coaches to play. And I can tell you, I play that song, and when I think about my grandpa and my mother and father-in-law and my dog, and in fact, I'm getting choked up right now, Christopher. Didn't see that one coming. But I think that song is very, very touching. I recommend if you want to have a good cry, you haven't cried after you've lost somebody, that's a song to get you going, folks. And it's very healing to have those tears flow, as you've heard Stephen tell you. Now, I want to take this part of the show, and I want to help those of you who have lost a loved one. And I want to share what happened to me when I had the near-death experience. I've gone to the other side. And why I'm sharing this now is because on this past Tuesday, I was on the Michelle Bond Show. Michelle's show is heard on Transformation Talk Radio and on WBLQ on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And you can hear that show that we did. We talked about fear of death. And that show, if you go to my Ask Sue London Facebook fan page, you'll see the link. Or you can go to Transformation Talk Radio and put in the guest as Sue London, and you'll hear that show that we did on Tuesday. But the thing that I find from people that have lost a loved one is they want to know if their loved one's okay. What is it like on the other side? So that's what I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, so here's what happened to me. It was 1996 when this happened, and I had just had my intestine burst. A doctor had diagnosed it as a torn muscle. It actually was a burst intestine. Poison was going through my system. Doctors said to me I had 30 minutes to live. I didn't have 30 minutes because as I'm laying in this hospital bed, I started going out of it, you could say. I started feeling my soul raise above my body. I started looking down as if I was watching a scene in a movie with I'd see, you know, doctors and nurses all around my body, and they brought these paddles out, and they were like putting it on my heart, like to kind of revive me. You know how they do that? And they were doing that, and I thought, this is really strange. Am I dreaming? Is this real? It was very unusual feeling because it wasn't normal, okay? So I was questioning what was happening. And as they were saying, we're losing her, oh my God, and, you know, freaking out and going crazy at their end, I started feeling lighter and lighter, and I felt my body going up. My soul, okay, because my body's on the table still, right? But I didn't know it was my soul at the time. So I'm raising higher and higher. And then as I was going higher, I was feeling love. I was feeling joy, peace, a peace and love that I can't even describe how strong it was. And as I was going up, then the next thing I remember is that I was walking into this white light. You've heard probably many people share their stories of what has happened. You'll hear them say they went to this white light, the tunnel. Well, that is exactly what happened with me, folks. I went to this white light, and it just was like you're walking in a deep, deep fog. But the whole time this was happening to me, I was feeling this strong, strong love and peace and joy and fulfillment and contentment, every positive feeling, but heighten it by 1,000. It was just so powerful. And I can remember feeling, oh my gosh, this is so great to be here. But, and I will tell you emotionally, before I went, I was at a place that I'm questioning what kind of a mom am I, because I had Crohn's disease. I was in and out of hospitals for years. So what kind of a mom am I? Why is my husband not coming to see me in the 5 months I'm here at the hospital at this point, right? And so I was questioning, like, life was not good for me. I was not good for people there because of all the health challenges I had. So here I'm in this wonderful place, and I wanted to stay because it was so great, these feelings. But let me tell you, when it's not your time, you will come back. And what happened for me, it wasn't my time. And my grandpa Buck, who he was my mentor, my hero, my best friend, he was just my everything I could say about him. It just, he was him. And he was also the one who could get through to little stubborn me, and strong-willed me maybe. So what happened, he came and he said, Susie, it's not your time. You need to go back. You have millions of people and animals you need to help. Now, if anyone else had told me that, I would not have believed it. But because it was my Grandpa Buck, and because of who he was in this lifetime, I trusted him and I came back. And look what I'm doing today, helping people and animals around the world. And in high numbers, too, exactly what he said. So I came back, and when I came back, I came back with, like, my gifts being stronger, and you'll hear people will tell you this as well. So I want to, you know, you can hear more about that on the Michelle Bond show that we did on Tuesday. Just go to, you know, Transformation Talk Radio, and you'll hear the archive there. But I want to share that with you because so many parents who lose children say they don't know if their kids will be okay on the other side. They will be. I promise you that. I guarantee that. I've been there. I've experienced that place. It is a wonderful place. And when my father-in-law passed, I was with him. Ross was right there. And I watched his soul come out of his body, just like I saw what happened to me. And there, you know, at his side was my mother-in-law, who was on the other side, took his hand, and together they walked into the white light and were met by all family members. And I promise you, this is what has happened for your loved one if you've lost them as well. So if you need some more help with this, and, you know, this is a holiday time, it can be tough, I know. So if you need help and you want me to help you more with this, just send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Just say, you know, can we set up an appointment to talk over the phone, and, you know, I'll help you, you know, connecting with your loved one, because with a medium, I can help you with that. So, gosh, we are out of time. Quickly, Christopher, tell everybody about our special extravaganza we've got.
Well, next week, starting Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7, right up until Friday, and that's Eastern time for those folks listening around the world, on WBLQ AM 1230 and WBLQ.net, and maybe other places as well. That's yet to be seen, but special holiday shows hosted by Sue London and myself producing the shows and kind of the sidekick, too. That'll be all next week from Tuesday through Friday, and we really hope you'll join us for it.
Yes, and folks, it's all about helping you with other challenges through the holidays, so check that out. Now, next week on our regular Thursday show is Charlotte Cassidy, and she's going to be helping us de-stress for the holidays, so tune in for that. So on behalf of our guest, Stephen Garrett, my wonderful producer, as always, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and have a wonderful week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for Leading Edge Empowering Knowledge and Information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
I watched the pile burn, smoke in the sky, had a lesson learned. Turn down this road, stripped from my disguise, as a new moon strode across my eyes. From the ashes I watched beauty rise. Faded away when I began to hope.